coming up on All Access.
I love the game, and being away, it hurt a lot. And, you know, I just want to work as hard as I can this offseason, rehab as hard as I can.
I think they're getting a good idea of what it's like for us, putting them through our drills.
I love it. You know, it's a thrill to have a new opportunity with so much to learn, so much on my plate. That's exhilarating.
Take a good look at your 2016 Patriots, because after this week, the next time we see them as a team will be for the start of training camp. Welcome to Patriots All Access, presented by GEICO. I'm Steve Burton. Now weeks of off-season activity has concluded for New England. Players will continue to train and prepare for the season, while the coaching staff will hopefully take off for some much-needed battery recharging before the start of camp, which begins in just 6 short weeks. For now, Dan Roach updates us on what has been a very busy spring for the Patriots.
It's always comforting to see number 12 out on the football field, and this past week was no different, as Tom Brady was, well, Tom Brady. While Brady did get first team reps, Jimmy Garoppolo received plenty of time with the first unit as well.
I know all the guys. Guys know me. You know, you're learning defenses. It's not like you're picking up a playbook for the first time. I mean, I can remember back to rookie OTAs. It was night and day.
There was some concern when Rob Gronkowski wasn't on the field for minicamp, but he returned for OTAs this week as he looks to form a tough 1-2 tight end punch with newcomer Martellus Bennett.
It's another guy that brings a lot of football knowledge to the game. Yeah, I think he's going on his 9th year. He has so much experience.
Gronk is awesome. I like him. He's funny. We're funny together.
The last time we saw Deion Lewis was last November when he tore the ACL in his left knee against Washington. So Lewis was a nice sight to see on Monday.
I love the game. Being away, it hurt a lot. And, you know, I just want to work as hard as I can this offseason, rehab as hard as I can.
Another return to watch, offensive line coach Dante Scarnecchia, who's come out of retirement. On defense, after missing an early OTA due to an off-the-field issue, Malcolm Butler has been leading a group of defensive backs that include top draft pick Cyrus Jones, who's made a solid early impression. As for Butler, he's preaching a simple theme.
Trying to get out here, get better, you know, do anything to help the team win.
Up front, it's hard not to notice newcomer Terrence Knighton, who's a massive presence inside, as well as veteran Rob Ninkovich, who's been playing some linebacker as well.
Bill Belichick certainly loves that word, versatility. Rob Ninkovich fits the profile there. We won't see the Patriots again until training camp when that opens on July 28th. And, Steve, you know it'll be jammed. The fans will be excited once again to see the Patriots taken to the field.
Cannot wait. And you've been able to watch this team. What caught your eye out there?
A couple of things. Out of the rookie, Cyrus Jones, you ever like watch practice, watch games? You see a number just stand out.
Right.
Number 24, Cyrus Jones, and a guy to keep an eye on. I thought he looked good in the defensive backfield. And then Dante Scarnecchia, the return of Dante. You could see it. You could hear it. You could just kind of get that sense of enthusiasm from the offensive line.
And that's security on that offensive line. All right, Danny, thank you very much.
Good to see you.
We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access,
we sit down with one of the newest members of the Patriots, defensive lineman Chris Long.
As far as me personally, it's just effort and intensity and flying around. So that's what I plan on bringing to the table every day.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
From the pages of Patriots Football Weekly is this interesting tidbit. As Father's Day approaches, the Patriots have two players on their roster who both have dads that are in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Special team captain Matthew Slater's father is Hall of Famer Jackie Slater, who spent his entire 20-year career with the Los Angeles and St. Louis Rams. In addition, newly acquired defensive end Chris Long's dad is Hall of Famer Howie Long, who spent his entire 13-year career with the Oakland and Los Angeles Raiders. For the most up-to-date Patriots analysis, check out the latest edition of Patriots Football Weekly, available on newsstands now.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Joining us now is one of the newer members of the Patriots, Chris Long, defensive end, and welcome.
Thank you.
How has your time been so far here?
I love it. It's a thrill to have a new opportunity. It's a thrill to have a new opportunity every day, and with so much to learn, so much on my plate, that's exhilarating, you know. And I just focus on literally coming to work every day and trying to soak everything up, and that's what's been enjoyable for me.
You haven't been here that long, but is it what you expected it to be?
You know, I came in with no expectations. I think that's the best way to go about your business every day in the NFL, and certainly haven't been somewhere for 8 years, but playing for a bunch of different coaches and a bunch of different schemes, I've learned pretty quickly that you just have to take things one day at a time. And that's what's been exciting about here. You hear things, and all the good things have come true.
Come in here to New England. What do you think you bring to the table? What can you add to this football team?
Yeah, I mean, as far as what I bring to the table, as a role is concerned, I never worry about a role. I just worry about coming to work and trusting the coaches to put me in the right position and play to my strengths. I mean, there's such a great tradition of doing that here. So as me personally, it's just effort and intensity and flying around. So that's what I plan on bringing to the table every day.
One of the guys you're close to on this football team is Danny Amendola. How has he helped you with your transition here so far?
I've had so much help from so many guys, but Danny especially being the one guy I knew the best before I came here, you know, I certainly had a lot of questions for him. When he tells me something, I take it to the bank. So he just told me you're going to love it here. It's your kind of place. You're their kind of guy. So I'm just working as hard as I can to make that come true.
What was it like growing up with a Hall of Fame dad?
Well, he was a Hall of Fame dad, you know what I mean? And so a lot of people...
Emphasis on dad,
yeah,
right?
A lot of people look at his football player first, and he was quite the opposite. Both my parents were quite the opposite. It was about, you know, being parents first, and, you know, he's my dad first. But it was cool that my dad instilled in me that we weren't special. He played football for a living, but that doesn't make anybody different.
And now you have a son.
Yeah, yeah.
How special is that? And
it's really special. Waylon James Long, he was born, he's about 3.5 months old. So he's just watching him grow, and kind of every week I go home after a couple days if my wife is out of town, and he's just like a totally different kid. And it's just the coolest thing in the world watching him grow up.
Okay, before I let you go, I have to ask you one thing, because this thing's staring at me right here.
Yeah.
Tattoos.
I got
all up and down.
Yeah.
Tell me about them.
Like a billboard.
Like a billboard.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I got my first one when I was like 18, and just as you ask anybody who has tattoos, it's like an addiction a little bit. So I just finished my sleeve. You know, it took my pop, speaking of dad, a while to come around to the tattoo thing. He's not fully around to it. It's like a generational thing.
The wolf.
The wolf.
There you go. Don't mess with a wolf.
Yeah, don't mess with me. Never get tired. All right. Take it easy.
Chris Long, our guest. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.
Wondered what it's like to shoot a swimsuit calendar?
Coming this summer, join the New England Patriots cheerleaders for a look at their annual calendar shoot in the Bahamas.
Where am I again? It's nothing like home, that's for sure.
From poolside to surfside and everywhere in between, the cheerleaders offer a glimpse of paradise with their 2017 swimsuit calendar and all-access special.
Bimini is magic. It is absolutely magic.
Hey,
Massachusetts Interscholastic Athletic Association held their inaugural Legends event this week at Gillette Stadium.
Welcome you to our inaugural Legends Celebration.
One of the honorees was Patriots owner Robert Kraft, who received the 2016 Humanitarian Award, which he accepted on behalf of his family.
Seeing everyone here, it's a sense of family, and so it's great to be with you all, and thank you for honoring us.
The MIAA recognizes the Kraft family's continued support of the nearly 400 member high schools and over 26,000 student athletes.
Welcome back to All Access, presented by GEICO. It's one of the best days of the year. Men, women, and children of all ages come to Gillette Stadium to find out firsthand what a day in the life of a Patriots player is all about. And it's all done to support the Patriots Charitable Foundation. It is Patriots Fantasy Camp.
On behalf of the Kraft family and the New England Patriots Charitable Foundation, we welcome you to this year's Patriots Fantasy Camp.
I still can't believe it. I'm sitting here having breakfast with you guys, sitting here looking at the field. Like, this is amazing.
Finish to the top. Oh! There's the ball. All right.
You all right,
I think they're getting a good idea what it's like for us, putting them through our drills, passing drills, getting live passes from Brady, myself, because I got a better arm than him. So they get the full experience and to see what it's like.
When you release the ball, if you look at it from behind, your hand is going to make a C. So look at your target. Bam.
And I'm sure every once in a while they scream at the TV that they could do it. And I think when you get out here, you see the reality of how hard some of the simple stuff is.
I think it gives them a little glimpse, but they don't have pads on, so that's a big difference right there.
Hey, Julian, stay hut. Stay hut.
Let's go. Follow him.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Bend this way.
Speak up.
One more speak
up.
Come on.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots, and by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Coming this fall, we visited a small private Jesuit school 10 miles east of downtown Cleveland, Ohio, named John Carroll University. Their nickname is the Blue Streak, but it may as well be Patriots Prep School, as several John Carroll alum are currently employed by the New England Patriots.
Short drop by Casario, pumps once, deep throw it on the right side, pass caught in stride, McDaniels.
Can't imagine how much pride you have in terms of what you see and what they do. And how they do it. Nikki was a great example. Josh.
I felt like, if you come out of John Carroll with a good degree, you finish your schooling there, you're going to be well-rounded. The fact that we all ended up here is something we're very proud of, and I think, we look forward to future years here together.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Time now for our panel discussion in our Bob's Discount Furniture Studios with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo. You guys were able to watch this team for 5 days. What were your impressions?
I'm always struck at this time of year, Mike, and I don't know if you feel the same way, but Bill Belichick just always seems ready to go. This is, I think, the part of the season that he loves the most, the teaching aspect. He's always talking about this is not evaluation time. This is teaching time. This is learning time. And just his energy level, the crispness of practice when mm-hmm. they go from station to station, when something's not done the way he wants it, and they repeat it. I'm always really struck by the organization, just the way the entire program is put together.
Stole exactly what I was going to say.
Really?
64 years old, Bill Belichick. You check in with him at this time of year in our role. Is the passion still there? Is the fire still there? There was a moment in practice when they were doing their stretching, loosening up at the start of practice, and all the players went to their next drill. And all of a sudden, you hear this voice out there saying, wait a minute, get back here, we're not done. And Belichick calls them all back to the line, and they finish up a little, you know, a minute detail, a little stretching thing that they had, you know, overlooked in the practice script. And after practice, I asked Terrence Knighton, the 8-year, you know, defensive lineman who's been with Jacksonville, Denver, and Washington, have you ever seen anything like that? And he said, oh, no, that's why he's the boss. And you saw, we all got back on that line, and we all did it.
Let's go to the quarterback situation. Are the Patriots better prepared? Is Jimmy Garoppolo better prepared, just in case things don't work out the way they could work out?
Yeah, that's another one I think that Mike hits on the head. You're going to have to wait to see, you know, some real football. It's hard to judge. I think he throws the ball extremely well, but I've always thought that. I think he's got a good arm. I think he has a quick release. He looks like he has a pretty good grasp of what he's doing. It doesn't look like he runs around a lot when a play breaks down. If he doesn't get his right read initially, I think he holds the ball a little bit longer than you see Tom hold the ball, but that's understandable too. We'll find out more as we get to training camp and then we get into the preseason games. And you know, ultimately, if he has to play in the regular season, that's going to be the true test, because we've seen him succeed in the summer before, but we haven't really seen him take anything meaningful once the regular season comes.
Yeah, I go back to something offensive coordinator Josh McDaniel said earlier in the offseason. He was talking about third-year players on the whole, not specific to Garoppolo, but he said that's the time when we sort of expect them to be able to think, you know, less and play faster and keep up with everyone else. And I saw a little bit of that from Garoppolo out on the practice field these five practices. Specifically, I remember him, you know, in a fast-paced drill telling a player, hey, you stay out wide here, or to Martellus Bennett, new to the system, Marty, that's my bad. You know, that throw was behind you. You know, bring your split in a little bit. So I did see a little more command from him, but like Paul says, let's see what it really looks like when the pads come on.
Let's talk contracts for a second, excuse me, because there are a lot of guys in the final year of their contracts. A ton of guys, ton of key guys.
Yeah, that can be a good thing.
Do you see movement happening here?
Well, I do think that something will happen. At least one major guy, whether it's Collins or Hightower or somebody, I think, will get done maybe in training camp. We see that happen a lot, Mike. You know, Mike Vrabel, I think, signed a big training camp contract 1 year. I think Ty Warren may have done that 1 year. We've seen him a little bit more recently as well. I think one of those major contracts will get done. But that can be a double-edged sword when you have a lot of guys going into that free agent year. Sometimes it can be good because the guys have to produce. They want to get themselves as marketable as they can as they head into that year. But then they can also tend to get a little bit selfish and play for themselves and for their stats and not necessarily be in line with the team stuff. So it's a balance there, but I think, you know, who better than Belichick to find that balance?
There's a significant number of players, you know, entering the final years of their deal, but I boil it down to three. To me, it comes down to cornerback Malcolm Butler and linebackers Jamie Collins and Dante Hightower.
In agreement.
Malcolm Butler wasn't there for the first week of OTAs. He said it was a big miscommunication. You know, we don't know exactly the reason why. He said a family issue or something like that. Maybe that's tied to this, Steve. You know, I think this is the time, and Bill Belichick generally tells players, hey, we'll talk about it after the draft, you know, when things settle down. So if there's movement, this is the time that we'll see it.
All right, guys. Great job as usual.
Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
All right. That will do it for this week's edition of Patriots All Access. For Mike Reese and Paul Perillo, I'm Steve Burton. We'll see you our next show coming up for training camp.